You're not a Shema Sachar anymore. That's what is no theory that you're only a Shema Chinam. He boiled you. Now I have a question like this. Potom Yishoyol v'chayek Shema Sachar. That's if we say the Shema Shoyol returns it after Yimei Shota that he's Potter. Does it mean that it's only Potter for an instant like a Shoyol, but he's still chayek Shema Sachar? Or Dilma maybe Shema Sachar namely heavy. Maybe he's not even chayek Shema Sachar either. So what does Loshen Potter mean? Now does he chayek Maganei v'aved the rest of Shoyol? Omer HaMemus, our Memus says, Mestabra Svoriz, Potter Mishoy v'chayek Shema Sachar. He's only Potter from Einstein, but Avad is still Chayiv Maganeva V'Aveda. Hoyo V'Nena Mahan Heve. Since Lamaisi, he had enjoyment from it. Mana Rashi says, Liya Soleh Hashem Asocha Rashi Degiya Liyada Bailam. Since Lamaisi, you used it, you had enjoyment from it, so even though you finished having enjoyment, you're not a Shoel on it, but that's a Svara that for sure you should still remain to be a Shoel Asocha until it returns to the owner. That much for sure you are. Therefore, you'll be Chayiv Maganeva V'Aveda. Tanya Kavosav Yamem, we learn like a name also. It says Lakeach Kalim, Nidaisumon, Lishagwan Lebes Chomov. If you buy nice dishes, nice Kalim, from the factory, from the woman, from the store, and you want to send it to your Shver's house, Lebes Chomov, Chreis Rashi Savlonos, Lavastosoi, you're getting married to your Kala, and you want to send her a present. So you buy some nice Kalim from the store to send to your Kala. The Yom Aloy, and you tell God like this, Im Mekabla Noisa Minani, Ani Noisa Nachodimayim. If they accept the present, they like it, I'll pay you for it. If they don't want it, so I'll only pay you according to the Tevis Anor, how much Anor I have. Like Lamais, even if they don't like it, but they're still going to appreciate if they send them a present. So that's an enjoyment. So that much enjoyment I'll pay you for, however much it's worth. Now, the Nenso Belicho, if while he was taking it to his Shver's house, the Kalim broke, Chayiv, Lamais said, then he's Chayiv. But when you're returning it, like when you take it, you chayiv, because that's called a good kinyan. Rashi says, "Hoyel v'kot demayim or mashkin l'shem l'kicha rayim l'kuchin b'yoda." It's called come out like you bought it. Smallest in your rishus now taking it there. Therefore, if it breaks now, you're chayiv. Mashenkin on the way back, once you decided not to take it, and he agreed to take it back, now you're potter. If neishu k'nois yisachar, because you're only like a shem yisachar now, because that's how tevis hanor, and therefore you're potter on an einus. So the breaks on the way back, you put them. And the Gemara says, there's a clear raya that after you make shiltas, you're not a shoyl anymore, but I call upon him, Yechayiv Maganeva V'Aveda. It says there, you put her on Einstein. Why? Because you're only like a Noisei Sachar. But mashma, like a Noisei Sachar you are. So here's the proof that you are like a Shoyim Sachar. Hahu Gabra, there was a man, Dizoven Leicham Ru Lechavri. He sold his donkey to his friend. Omalei said to him, I want to take it to this place. Just like a seller there, mutav, I keep it. If I can't sell this donkey there, I'll return it to you. He went there and he couldn't sell it there. And when he came back, now an einus happened to him and it died. So Rav Nachman said he's chayiv. Mashmi still called like a shoyl on it, therefore he's still chayiv b'yoinsin. Eisen, this is Avakash, Eisen, rather of Nachman. It says, Nenso bialicha before is chayiv. But uve chazorah poto, mevneshu knois yisachar. The same type of the deal over here. If you took it, I'm not to return it. So when you bring it back to return it, you're not a shirl anymore. You're not chayiv anointin. You're only like a shirl yisachar. So here an oinus happened. Why are you chayiv? Omalei said, chazorah dahai halichi. When this guy is returning the chamor, it's like going. My timer, sovaru bechazirosoi. Because here when he's bringing back the donkey, if we meet somebody on the road that wants to buy it, wouldn't he sell it to him? So it's called he's always with business, he's always trying to sell this chamorah. Therefore it's never called goma yimei shilta, therefore he's always a shayl, he's always chayiv yonsin, until he returns it to the bailam. Then the Mishnah says, if somebody tells his friend, Shemoli, you watch my animal today, and I'll watch yours tomorrow. Shem HaSachar, the guy is called the Shem HaSachar, he's getting paid. Because by you watching me, mine, I'll watch yours tomorrow. So I'm paying you tomorrow, the fact you watch mine today. So therefore, it was nignava, you're chayiv. For the Gemara of Yamai, why? Shmira Babaylami. Who are the owners there also? He's telling you to watch it with me. So Shmira Babaylam, you should be potter. Rashi says, Bala Shachayfa Jesh Nignava Malachtai Shal Shemir Hoya. Shafu Meshamir Hoya. Hoksev him Bol of Ima La Yishalem. Yeah, it's not only by Shemir Sholos, even by other Shemir also. Since the owner is with the Shemir here, why should the Shemir be Chayiv? Amara Papa di Yomale Shmali Hayoin Vyeshmala Kola Mokher. Because you watch for me today, and I won't be here today, and I'll work for you tomorrow. Rashid Lavam Lachtu Ashta, he is not with you today. So therefore, but if it was Ignava, you'd be chayiv. Tana Rabbon, Shamar li v'yesh malachor. You watch one and I'll watch yours. Hashileini, lend me something v'yashulch and I'll lend you something. Shamar li, let you watch mine v'yashulch and I'll lend you something. Hashileini, lend me something v'yesh malachor and I'll watch yours. Kulam in all these cases, nasu shomrei shachar zelazir. You know, they're all called the shomrei shachar. And therefore, when Nignavo or Nevdo, they'll be chayiv. Tredi Moravi Amai, why? Shmir Babalafu. The owner is here right now. And when the owner is there, then the Shem is Plata. Omra Papa, the Omlai again. Shmor Liha Yom Vieshmul Cholamachor. You watch for me today, and I'll watch for you tomorrow. Therefore, it's not called with the Bailim. Therefore, the Rashem is Sachar. Halimor says, Anu Aliyah, people that used to sell perfume, the whole Yom Heviapele Chad Minayu. Every day, one of them would bake for all of them, three or four people, and each day, one would bake bread for all of them. One day, Yomalei Lechadmin, I said to one of them, Zil Apilon, you go bake for us today. Omalu, naturally, Glima, watch my coat in between. Adiyosa, while he went, Posha Boa, V'yignuv. The Shema did not watch the coat, and it got stolen with a Pashaya. His Osla came to Rapapa. Chavinu, Rapapa said, listen, you're a Shema on it, you have to pay, Yechayiv. Omalei Rabban Rapapa, am I? She of Abailami. The Guru Yopashay with the owner. The owner was there working for you then. He was busy baking bread when you were watching his a coat. So Guru, why Yechayiv? It's with the owner there. Sikhsiv, he got embarrassed. But Lesayf at the end, Igloi Milsvik, they found out, you know what the truth was. The Yehushasa Shikra Hudakashasi. At that time, the owner was not there. He was outside drinking beer someplace. So Maisa, the time when he was stolen, the owner was not there. Therefore, the Maisa, he's Chayiv. That person did not even start to bake yet. He was outside drinking beer. So therefore, at the time when you were shining and watching the clothing, the owner was not working for you. Therefore, if it was stolen then, and you were Pesheya, Havadi Yechayim. Samar says, it's very good if you hold that even though you're Pesheya, if the Baal Amadeh is still your potter, that's why it was Yichsev. Shemach Yichsev, he felt we got embarrassed. But El Laman Diyama Chayiv, Ma Yichsev. It's a Machloikis. That's if the Baal Amadeh is there, your potter, if you were not a Pesheya. One man Diyama says, we'll see later on, when the Shemach was a Pesheya, like his negligence caused that it was stolen, so then he's Chayiv, even though the owner was working there. So why did he get embarrassed over here? Here's a Machloikis later in Perek HaShoyel. If Pshia Baal Amadeh, if you're Pesheya and the Baal Amadeh, your potter Chayiv. Tamar says, Ella, rather, the case was, Hu Yoima Lav Didei Hevei. That day was not really his day to bake. For Yom Rulei Lididi Zil Apilon. And they told him, please go bake for us. Zil Apilon At. For Yom Alu. And they said, Bu Agra the Koafin Lachu. For the reward that I deserve for baking for you, Natur Glim, I want you to watch my clothing. Since so, adios until I come back. And Ignis, it got stolen. So also came the Rapapa, Chayvinu, they said he's Chayiv, he was a Shoyim HaSachar, and of this they said he's Chayiv. Omele Rabbanon, the Rapapa, Hashmir Rabbailami. So we'll soon see, so this is the next terrace. One second, sir. Yeah, the Hezhabimin was talking about a Shoyim HaChinam. And a Shoyim HaChinam, then the only reason why he could be Chayiv is only because of Shia. So that's the math like this, if Shia Rabbailam, if you're Chayiv or not. Here for now the Gemara says the story was, not that it was a Shoyim HaChinam, but it was a Shoyim HaSachar. Like you told them, that he's Chayiv for the reward, that I'm baking for you, I want you to watch my clothing. So Maisa, you're getting paid for watching my clothing. Like it wasn't his day to bake. And he said, I'll bake for you today if you watch my clothing. So I'm giving you reward for watching my clothing. So it's a Shema Sachar. So now, if it was Nignavo, he's Chayiv, not because he was a Pesheya, but a Shema Sachar, is Chayiv Naganeva, no matter what. So therefore, it's good why he got embarrassed. So first he said the Chayiv. Then, Omele Rabbanu Rapopo, Hashmir Rabbailami. Like, how could you say he's Chayiv? I, the owner, was there with him. And the Shoyim HaSachar, when the Bailam is there, about his potter. Now it's good Ichtar, he got embarrassed. But the emes was, the Seif at the end, the Gloy Milsa, they came out, the Ishos at that time, Shikra, Heavy Shossi. He was drinking beer, but the guy did not start to bake yet. So therefore, you were Shoyim HaSachar now, not with the Bailam. The Bailam wasn't working for you yet. Therefore, if it was nigna for that time, it's good why you chayiv. It's not called shmira b'bayin. Hanu they traded with two people. Tevi kol maske b'yurcha. They was going down the road. Chad orich. One guy was a tall guy. V'chad gutza. And one guy was a short guy. Two people were walking down the road. The tall guy and the short guy. Aricha the tall guy. Rochav chamra. He was riding a donkey. V'hevi lei sadina. And he had nice clothing. Rashi Shopishtin, he had flax. V'yein maya machdidin oisim kokach. And water doesn't make flax so heavy. Gutza, the short guy, michsei sarbala. He was wearing like wool. Rashi says, v'harbe mayin evloim boi machdidin oisai. And when it gets into water, the water gets soaked into the wool, and makes it very heavy. Now, v'komaski dekai, he was going barefoot. He wasn't running a chamor, he was walking with his feet. Kimot l'noro, when it came to go over the river, Shakla l'sarbele, he took off his woolen jacket, and he put it on top of the chamor, on top of the donkey. Like, I'm afraid for me that it's too hard, I'll sink with it. Let me give it to chamor, better let him carry it across. V'shakla l'sadina dihi, and he took rather the flax coat of the other person, v'yichsebe, and he put it on. Now, shatfu amayla, what happened was, the water came and took away l'sadina. The water took away the flax clothing. So, shakla zichayiv anat. Alright, turn over. Yeah, the short guy took the other one's flax, and now the water took away the flax. So he's yichayiv anat. The chori is a shoyo like. He borrowed it. Like chori, he borrowed his flax clothing. And now the flax got lost. She was an honest, for the shoyo is chayiv anat also. So the chori should be chayiv, we'll soon see. Yeah, so it says here, there's also kind of the robber. Chayvu, Rav said that the short one is chayav to pay back. He's a shoyel and he's chayav anointing. Omer le Rabban le Rav. Rabban said back to Rav though. Amai, why do you say the shoyel is chayav? Shaila babaylami. The short one is walking with the owner. They were walking together, so the owner was there with him, and the owner was working for him. Like he gave him his flax, so the owner was watching his flax clothing. The owner was watching his wool clothing, and he took now his flax clothing. So it's a shaila babaylam. So she'll be potter. Tomorrow says, Ichsev, Taka got embarrassed, Taka right. But the Seif at the end, the Gloy Milsev came out and what the truth really was. The Beloy died to Shakli, or Beloy died to Yaitve. The Pshat was, the short guy didn't have permission. He didn't ask the guy, let's make a switch. You take my wool and I'll take your flax. If he would have asked permission and do it for Shus, then it's called true Yerushayel, Yerushayim Ashayel, but the Bailim, you'd be Potter. But now that he took a Shleib Rishus, Yerushayel Shleib Rishus, you call the gazlin, and therefore you chayiv an einsin. If you're a gazlin, you have no pterim. Then you chayiv no matter what. Who gavra was a man, diyoygalei chamro lechavri. He rented out his donkey to his friend. Omalei told him, chazi, watch out, tulei teilzo b'yurchad and hor pokid. Don't go down this road. There's a river there, river of pokud. Diyikamaya, because there's water on that road. And I'm afraid my donkey was around there. But rather, or I'll trip there. Rather, zil biyorcha de norish. Go down the other road, norish, to lekamaya. There's no water on that road. So I'm renting you my donkey, telling you clearly, don't go down this road that has water, go down the other road. Now also this person went down biyorcha de nor pocket, down the road he was not supposed to, and umis chamer, and the donkey died. So now kiyos, when he came back, omar, the owner said to the guy, where'd you go? He said like this, in. It's true, I'll admit to you that I went down the wrong road. I went down the road in our pocket. But I'm telling you, there was no water on that road. Therefore, it's not my fault, it's an honest. Hashem Potter. The question is, do we believe him or not? He himself was admitting he went down the wrong road. But he has a migu that if he wanted to lie, he didn't have to say that. That's as far as to believe him what he's saying, that there was no water there. So do we believe him or not that there's no water? Omalei Rovo, Mali Leshaker. True? That's a Rovo Migu. Why should he be lying? Like, if he wants to be a liar, he could have said a better lie. He could have said, I went down the right road, not the wrong road. So since we see he's not lying, we believe him when he says there was no water there. Iboy Omalei, Anor B'yuchad Anor Asazli. I could have said I went down the other road. So since I said I went down the wrong road, but I'm telling you there was no water there, that's a Mali Leshaker, it's a Migu, we believe him. Omalei Abai says back, no. We do not say a migu b'mokam edim. In other words, here what you're telling us is pretty ridiculous.
You're telling us now there's no water down the river. How could that be? Like usually we know the river has water. So true, it's a mile in the shaker. If you wanted a lie, you could have said a better lie. But we can't believe you when you're saying there's no water there. That's like going against Adam. If you say something, even though you have an ego, but you're going against Adam, we can't believe you. There's such a big anansadi here. See, the anansadi is so great, we can't believe you. Therefore, by holds, even though you have an ego is not nema, but mokim anansadi. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that tea aleph with a base in the middle. It says, Shemor li, v'yomoloi hanach lefonai, shoy mechinim. If I go to my friend and say, watch it for me, Shemor li, and the other person says, just put it down in front, hanach lefonai, put it down in front of me. So all you're meant to be is just to shoy mechinim, you're not mechayiv on geneve of yaved. Omer afuno, omaloi, hanach lefonecho. Let's say the person said back, he said to you, Shemor li, watch it for me. And you said back to him, Hanach lefonecho, like keep it in front of yourself. Then ain't no loy shrey mechinim loy shrey mesachor. Then you're not makabel upon yourself not to be a shrey mechinim or not a shrey mesachor. That's not a kabbalah at all. See, Boyle, you have a question like this. Hanach stamai. What's going to be if he answers back and just say, Hanach, put it down. I say to you, watch this for me. Watch this chair for me. And you just say, Hanach. What do you mean? Toshima, come here. It says, Shmoli, if I tell you, watch it for me. And you answer back, Hanach lefonai, put it down in front of me, shrey mechinim. Then you mean to makabel upon yourself to be a shrey mechinim. So it's mashma, hostom of leklum. If you do not say anything, you just say, Hanach, you do not say lefonai, then there's not even a kabbalah of a shrey mechinim. Smur says, no, you can't make this deal. I tell you, other rabbi, just the opposite. Midiyo merafuna hanach lufonecho hudiyenu loyshem mechinim loyshem mesocha. Only when the person answers back and says, you know what, when I tell you watch it for me, you say leave it in front of yourself hanach lufonecho. Then there's no kabbalah even a shem mechinim. It's mashmo hastom or shem mechinim hevei. Mashmo if you stam say hanach, you do not say put it down in front of yourself. You just say put it down. Then you are a shem mechinim. Tumor says ela meho leka lamashmo mino. From here, you can't bring any proof. Tomorrow says, let's say this is a machlekes tanoim. It says, if I give you permission to come into my house, come into my yard, I give you permission to come in with your ox, and then my ox hurts your ox, so the owner of the chotzer is chayiv. In other words, we say, come in means, come in and I'll watch you. And if anything happens to you, the owner is chayiv. Revi says, Bikulam ain't a chayiv, achikabalola balabai sishmar. No, when he just said come in, that's not a kabbalah shmira. Only when the balabai says clearly, come in and I'll watch you. So lechura, this machlekes is totally not machlekes. So Mar says, Mimai, what's the proof? Dilma maybe, ad kan loy kama rabbonim hosom. When did rabbonim say that svar elu b'chotzer? Only in a chotzer. The rabbonim say, when I invite you into my chotzer, I mean to say I'll watch you. The bas naturi, because it's normal that I should watch you on my property. When I told you to come in, I meant to say, come in and I'll watch you. But over here, around the middle of the street, and somebody comes over to you and tells you, watch my object, and you say, Hanach, put it down. In the middle of the street, that's not a place to watch it. So therefore, Hanach means, the taste of not lechokomalei. He's just telling you, put it down means, and you watch it. There even the rabbonim that say by a chotzer, come in means, and I'll watch you, that's only by a chotzer I'll watch you. But in the street, peshuka, hanach could mean, stam, that I'm not even a shrey mechinim. In Amir, else I'll tell you, ask kan lo kama rabbi yosem ele b'chat seiroi, deluye rishusei kaboi. When a person comes into your rishus, he asks that permission just to walk into your rishus. So therefore, when he went to ask you permission, he just meant to ask the permission to go into the rishus. And when you gave the permission to come in, I'll tell you, I meant to tell you, true, you can come in, but when you come in, you have to watch yourself. I'm not going to watch it for you. So there we say, I'm not watching it for you. That's when Rebbe says this svara. Avalocha, but over here, Hanoch, the Ano Menatra Kromale. Here, when I say put it down, maybe it means put it down and I'll watch it for you. Because the Sagadaitoch, Hanoch, the taste of another Kromale, if all I'm telling you back is, when you ask me to watch it, I tell you, just put it down and you could watch it. Ila Yaitzva, Rishusa Boy, the Mishkamine. Like, if all you want to do is tell him to put it down, does he ask that permission from you? In the street, he can do what he wants. So, Pshita, there, when maybe when you tell him to put it down, you mean put it down and I'll watch it. So therefore, that machlekes is not totally in our machlekes. Now, says the Mishnah, Halveyo ala mashkin shemichinim. If I lent you money, and then I get back a mashkin, I'm a shemichinim sucker, I'm a shemichinim sucker on that mashkin.